Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.
Now, also, I did say we'd be catching up with Jason Byrne. And Jason's been around because it's the Vodafone Festival, the comedy festival. It's the official launch of it today. We'll bring you the lineup, and also we'll be talking to PJ live from the launch later on in about an hour's time. But we got Jason. Jason, how are you? Jason is there on the phone. Jason, how are you? Actually, where have you been lately? How are you doing?
I'm very good, yeah. Where was I? I've been all over the place. I've been like in Australia and New Zealand and back here. And
well, it's funny, all those exotic locations. And the last time I saw you, I bumped into you in a Chinese restaurant in Ashburn.
Oh my God, listen. I was having me food with whatever, like this friend of ours, and all I could hear was just karaoke, Bill. And I was going, this Chinese restaurant that you were in has a little VIP beaded curtain there. You know, I don't know what it was. And I could just hear like loads of you there going, cheer up, sleep. It's going, what's going on? Next minute, your family fall out of the place.
Yeah. It was.
And you come up.
Did you, have you ever karaoke'd?
I think I did. Yes. Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
Myself and Colin Murphy, Northern Irish comic Colin.
Yeah.
We were collected in Singapore by the one and only karaoke taxi.
I love
the guys who ran the gig thought this would be funny, and this guy just—he literally collected us, and he was like something out of Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah,
had the white suit on, and he goes, "Hello, Mr. Jason. Hello, Mr. Colin. You come into my car. You have big surprise." We went into the car, and he goes, "Welcome to karaoke taxi."
That's
and me
brilliant.
And Colin were jet lagged, and we had to sing ABBA songs all the way to the hotel. And Colin Murphy, who's Northern Irish and all that, literally went, Waterloo.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, I know. So that's the only time I've ever done it.
Well, listen, just to tell everybody the reason I'm talking to you and the reason you're talking to me is because we want to remind everybody about the Vodafone Comedy Festival is July 25th to 28th in the Ivy Gardens. It's going to be fantastic. Tell me, Jason, you like the football, don't you?
I do, yeah. But I'm one of those football... I've been on Soccer AM four times. Five times.
Five, wow.
And I've been on it, and I still only have half a knowledge of football. So once you go on Soccer AM, and they start talking about this transfer and that transfer, and then do you remember 1964? And I'm going, oh, but I am an expert at winging it. I'm brilliant at winging it. You want to see? I wing it so well that BT Sport asked me to be on a panel. True.
Brilliant.
With Matt and CCA, so I went, oh, here, listen, there's no way I can do that. That's taking the mix too much.
So you can do the face, can't you? You can do the look, that sort of,
You go, oh, I'll tell you. And then just let that, you know that bloke?
Yeah.
Are you that bloke? Maybe you are, I don't know if you're that bloke that can stand there and just rattle off loads of names and things. Do you know what I mean? I don't understand what the fixation is in knowing all players' names, knowing all the games. And knowing everything, because I just love watching sports, right? And I love that. And I'll watch all the World Cup. I'll watch like gas, soccer, rugby, table tennis. I'll watch everything, but I don't need to know what all their names are.
I know, so, there is a thing, yeah.
Do you know when you go, Wayne Rooney, I hope he had a good game, and somebody will go, he's injured
just.
What are you talking about? You know, and then he goes on and on. Like, do you really want to be like that bloke?
No. But we all have one of those blokes, don't we, down the pub, and a friend. Yeah. We all have one of those blokes, and you can't doubt him. That's the whole thing. Because if he goes back in 1967, your man's grandfather, you know, scored a goal in the third division, you're going, how do you know? Is that for real?
Well, for starters, his wife has her bags packed, I'm sure, right? She's on her way out.
Yeah.
And he's balancing his stats on his beer bag.
So for the World Cup, I mean, it's kicking off tonight. It's a good few weeks. Do you have any? Were you ever at any of the big Ireland games? What's your World Cup memory?
Oh, my World Cup memory. Oh, can I do my Italian 91? Even though it's a bit of a cliche these days.
No, go ahead. Please do. We love cliches.
My Italian 90 was. I worked in a bar in the Brain Rooms down in Churchtown, and I was a barman then. I was like doing like kind of lounge boy barman, and I was holding on to the taps. Me and three other barmen were all in the line just holding on to the taps as O'Leary took that penalty.
Oh, yeah.
and listen to this. One of the lads farted. I'll never forget this. Right? Just before he just took it, all he could hear is, and he just stank the bar. His name was John. I'll never forget him. And that's my memory, Italian 90. Celebrating in a waft of farts.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I mean, oh, just loads of stuff. I mean, another one was the American, was that, is American 94?
94, yeah, no, it was 94.
Yeah, myself and PJ Gallagher, because PJ, you know, we used to work together.
Yeah.
And PJ just came to my flat where I lived, and PJ had a Homer Simpson area on the side of the couch. And he spent so long there that when he stood up, he actually, there was an imprint of him on the couch. And there he had his beers, and he was just, oh, it was so funny. And he didn't go to work. We didn't go to work, you know.
No, just to watch. And this time around, I mean, are you going to be in Ireland for most of the World Cup? Will you get to see some of it?
Oh, well, wait a minute. I've got to go away on holidays, but I'm going to Sicily.
Ah, well, they, I mean, Italy are in. That's a great place to go.
So that's going to be hilarious. Because the last time I watched the World Cup as well, I was watching, I was in Italy watching Spain versus Ireland with the Italians cheering Ireland, which was just the funniest thing ever.
Well, I mean, watching Italy and Sicily will be brilliant, because if Italy win, they all you know, procreate. And if Italy lose, they all shoot each other.
Oh, jeez, I can't wait for that. That's going to be great, crack. Well, you know, the one thing, I was in Barcelona once when Real Madrid played Barcelona.
Yeah.
And when they score, everybody runs out of the pub, sets off firecrackers, and runs back in again. It's the funniest thing you'll ever see in your life. It goes, goal, and they all go, and they go, back in again.
I was actually just in another memory. I was very lucky to be, I saw AC Milan against Inter Milan in the San Siro, that local derby.
Oh, my God.
And that was just, I've never seen anything like it. The only time I've ever seen anything like it was Ben-Hur. It was just exactly the same. And when somebody scored, they climbed over. You know those 20-foot railings?
Yeah, they managed
to climb over, and they pushed their children over it and just run around. God. It was scary, but absolutely
brilliant.
Was that
brilliant. The match where that full forward, what's his name, did really well?
Your man on the left.
Yeah.
Well, it was about...
He curled it in, and that full back was a nightmare.
No, it was about 20 years ago, so I remember Zidorf was there.
Oh, you chancer!
So, who's going to win?
I think Argentina.
Well,
are going to win.
Do you think Brazil will let Argentina win in Brazil? Do you not think they'll kill them?
There's an awful lot of pressure for Brazil playing in their home country.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And football in Brazil is God.
Yeah, it's a religion. I mean? Yeah.
So it is a religion anyway. But I mean, like, basically, it's got no book. Brazil are brilliant.
Yeah.
But I mean, Argentina might just take it. But the problem is that the last World Cup I watched, there was five people around Messi every time he ran.
There is a bit of that, yeah.
So that's
a
pain in the arse.
Well, the same's going to happen to Neymar, the Brazilian guy. God, we know some people.
We look at us, we just sound normal every minute. And then I tell you what, Paddy Mano's going to do great for Italy.
Yeah, yeah. I love that Uruguayan goalkeeper. Malobo. Oh, yeah.
Malobo. Malobo, deadly.
Well, listen, good talking to you as always, Jason. And just to say,
thanks.
July 25th to July 28th in the Ivy Gardens. It's the Comedy Festival. I always look forward to it. When the weather is good, it's just a great weekend.
It's brilliant.
Having a few beers and laughing. I mean, what can be better in life, you know?
Yeah, well, it's nothing better than going to a comedy gig and then be able to sit out on the grass and have a beer and a gourmet burger.
Yeah, and very nice manicured lawn.
And we'll also have an area on the grass where we'll all have a chat about football.
Absolutely. Listen, Jason, I'll catch up with you there, all right?
All right, thanks a million.
See you, bye.
See you later.
Bye.
2FM.
Hey, Colin.
PJ, how are you?
Not too bad. You well? How's things and all?
Things and all are very good. How are you on the bike?
Yeah, fine, yeah. We're just both here hiding in the corner with wheelings, rubbing my helmet, making it nice and shiny for the sunny weather.
You're a good man for rubbing your helmet, aren't you?
I am indeed. It's one of my favourite things to do when I'm not on the bike.
Was I reading that you were away recently? Were you in Asia or somewhere?
I was over in China and Canada, gigging people who didn't really know what I was on about. So that was a bit of crack. That's pretty much what I'm going to be doing in the Ivy Gardens, really.
What's happening with China? Suddenly Des Bishop, PJ Gallagher, are we exporting all our comedians there?
I don't know. Well, Des, in fairness, went over and actually learned Chinese and could actually speak Chinese, whereas I just went over and spoke to Irish people that just happened to be on holidays.
Oh, yeah, like it's a huge holiday destination, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not exactly the same accomplishment as Des, but in fairness, I met him over there, so I think that counts. I think that means I'm half fluent.
So have you any Chinese?
No, I know Shay Shay, I think, is thank you. I think that's about the only Chinese I have.
So how do you do a gig? Obviously, it is with the English speaking, yeah?
Yeah. They were all Americans or Canadians or English people and a few Irish people who really didn't know why they were there, which was great crack talking to them.
Yeah.
But it was a real big expat gig, but it was deadly crack, like, it's just mad.
And why did you go? Why not?
Why did I go? Because I've done all the theatres in Tala. So I thought he wanted to go and see what one over there might look like.
Yeah. And what do you do? I mean, gigs over in China, is it like in Beijing or is it, I mean, are they pubs? Are they big venues?
They're all, they're sort of function rooms and hotels. They were like, we were in Beijing, Hong Kong, Shanghai, and a place called Qingdao on Patrick's Day. And it was so strange because Patrick's Day is non-existent there. And we were in an Irish bar where there were five people in it. That, like, and then it filled up. It was like packed for like an hour that the gig was on. And then they all just ran away. There's no hanging around or anything.
Brilliant.
But it was great. Like,
and did you have any takeaways?
No, they don't call them takeaways over there. They're just called restaurants over there.
It's just called them home-cooked food.
They make their own takeaways.
Yeah, brilliant, isn't it? So, anyway, back to the Vodafone Comedy Festival. You've been there. You've been there nearly every year, haven't you?
I think I've done every year. Yeah, I don't think I've missed any years. It comes around again. It's kind of our, like, the one that we look forward to every year, you know, gets our summer going for comedians, really.
Yeah, it's almost like, it's like a comedian's convention, really, isn't it? Because everyone's there.
Yeah, it is. It's like a comedian's convention, yeah. It's one of those gigs where you don't have to be competitive anymore. We're just enjoying it, which means you actually see comedians at their best because we're all just doing little sets and legging it. Now, we all just want to hang around with each other.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't been there, there's like four really good tents and then there's loads of beer and there's gourmet burger things and it's all very convenient in the Ivy Garden. It's all quite posh, in a way.
It's kind of like a big posh picnic, really. You know what I mean? So when the gig's over, you can hang around for ages in the garden. It's like a festival that you have to just sneak into almost, in a way.
And who are you going to be gigging with? Because I know you sort of change every night, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm on with Jason Bourne is the gig I'm looking forward to because I don't see Jason nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to gigging with Jason. And I'm on with Al Murray as well, who I've seen before.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Pub Landlord himself.
That'll be good.
So I've never even seen him live, so I'm really looking forward to that one. I hope I'm not on last with that gig.
There's a huge amount coming over from the UK. I'm just looking. There is Al Murray, Jason Manford, Russell Howard, and the English comedian Darrow Breen is going to be over as well.
No, I don't think he'd like you saying that. It's actually Darrow's festival debut. It's the first time he's done this festival.
Is it? So
he's done all the other ones, but he's never managed to fit into this, so it's lucky to get him for this one.
I know he's down in Kilkenny a lot as well. And there's quite a few people coming over, the Pajama Men as well from the USA. Do you know those guys?
Yeah, they're mental. That's a brilliant show to go and see. And then there's Trevor Noah from South Africa, who's supposed to be deadly as well. He's done a sneaky set of a Vicar Street show, so... there's a whole load of them.
There's a lot. And I see the recently married Neil Delamere will be there as well.
Yeah, the very recently married Neil Delamere. Hopefully he got married for the same reason I did, which is to get material and not for love.
Exactly. love can be funny and it has to be in your business. There was loads of pictures actually in the paper today of Neil because it was all a sort of a James Bond wedding and he arrived in an Aston Martin and all that sort of stuff, you know.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It was just me and my missus looking at each other in Vegas and nobody there.
Were you not at Neil's wedding?
No, I wasn't at it, no.
Oh, I thought every comedian went.
Oh, well, then it was just me then that wasn't
any. So, listen, after this now, are you back on the road again? Because I know you've been quiet for a while. Well, obviously not quite in China, but quite around here.
I haven't been doing stand-up at all, really. And I'm kind of using this festival to bounce out my new show. I've written a new show, and this is going to be the first time I'm doing it. So
right.
I'm going back on the road then after the festival. It'll be everywhere. Oh, you'll be sick of the sight of me by the end of the year.
Did you lose the goo, really, did you?
No, I just wanted to do something different. If you do the same thing all the time, it just the wind gets knocked out a bit. So I just went off and did different stuff and then gigged in China, like I said, and did in Canada. Yeah. And now I'm just feeding the buzz again. Now I just want to get back out as much as I can.
I was looking at a picture of you recently on the motorbike because you're on call now, aren't you?
Yeah, with the blood bikes, with Blood Bike East. I'm loving that. That's great fun. It's good service they have going as well. So
basically you're a volunteer and you're delivering blood.
Yeah, volunteers, and any time the hospitals need blood delivered or samples between them, or breast milk, we do a lot of deliveries for breast milk for infants that need it. So any of that stuff, we're just on call. Every night of the week, there's one of us on call ready to do it. So.
And have you got the call at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you jump out in the pyjamas and put on the leathers?
Yeah, I've had to deliver something into Bowman Hospital at 4 o'clock in the morning and then get very suspicious looks. People think you're doing hidden camera stuff on them, but
of course,
it's all very normal.
And when you're on call, do you go to bed in your leathers?
No. I have a little system. I'm like a little fireman. My leathers wrapped around my boots at the side of the bed so I can just jump into them and go.
Brilliant. Who's down there? It's going to be a busy night tonight. Lots of people down there?
Yeah, yeah, Barry Murphy. I think yeah. Jason Bourne is coming. I'm here. There's more people flying in. Damon Doherty is arriving. So
right.
Yeah, this will be a good buzz here now.
Yeah, I was talking to Jason an hour ago on the phone. We were chatting, and he was telling us a few stories about you back in 1994.
He shouldn't do that, you know.
I know. Yeah, there is legal implications. Are you gonna watch the football, the World Cup?
Yeah. Like, I'm not the biggest football fan in the world, but you just get sucked into the carnival of the whole thing, don't you? Like, it's something you have to be a part of. Like, it's the one time you get to turn around to your missus and go, for 4 weeks we are strangers. you do your thing and I'll do mine, and we'll meet at the end and see how each other's summer went.
Yes, we'll see what happens. Now, listen, good talking to you again, PJ, and I'll catch up with you actually at the festival. We're going to do one of the shows live from the festival, so we'll catch up with you.
Yeah, deadly very much. I'll see you there. Thanks for having us on.
Enjoy the rest of the evening. All right, PJ, take care of yourself.
Take it easy, bye.
Drive by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.